This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I just recently talked about how awesome bats are in terms of eating those nasty mosquitoes. That's not all they do, munching on our backyard bloodsuckers. Their impact has far-reaching implications, including crops and our environment. There's a recent article in the Star Tribune paper on the plight of four native species in the upper Midwest. I've mentioned white nose syndrome before, but now we're staring down absolute devastation of the little brown bat, northern long-eared bat, tri-colored bat, and big brown bat. That's a lot of munching on crop-damaging moths every night. This also has a major impact on local economies as the crops are damaged. Think of the increased pesticides that may be used if scientists and other people smarter than me can't figure out what to do. Well, they are working on it. The DNR is placing its hopes on artificial bat houses and boxes for the state's hibernating species. This spring, they'll see if it works. The point of this is to get them out of the caves where the fungal disease is living and killing the bats. What happens is the bats get the disease and then spend their energy trying to lick it off their noses and wings, wasting energy and then needing food and finding none in the dead of winter and then dying. White nose syndrome was discovered in Minnesota in 2015. Since then, they believe the disease has killed more than 90% of the bat population. Scientists continue to work on a treatment for the disease that was first discovered in the United States in New York in 2007 and continues to be on the move. It's estimated that more than 6 million bats have been killed in 33 states and Canada, and there's no sign of slowing down. I have much more information on GardenBite.com. Of course, find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.